Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. You all know who I am, so there's no need for me to introduce myself. But ladies and gentlemen, what a main event on AEW Dynamite 200. Hikaru Shida defeated Toni Storm to win the AEW Women's Championship for the second time. And what a main event it was. The fact that I'm so proud that Tony Khan made the main event of AEW 200, Toni Storm versus Hikaru Shida. My God, and what a match it was. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I mean, there's been that big story lately. A fan at an AEW show had a sign that said to book the women's division better. And everybody knows that I am a strong supporter of women's wrestling. And that for so long I had said that AEW arguably has the most loaded female wrestling roster ever. And things were not being done properly. Now, the whole thing, now, I got to admit, you know, when things like when Thunder Rosa's injury went down, that messed up a lot of plans. And Jamie Hayter's injury, you know, going down, that messed up a lot of plans. I mean, all of a sudden, one injury, ladies and gentlemen, results in a lot of plans being scrapped. I mean, one thing happens, and then dominoes just start falling, and then basically creative has to start from scratch. So, now, I should mention, you know, when we had that rematch between Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm for the championship, you know, that was a, you know, there was a time because, you know, we had previously not seen the rematch, you know, and this was when Toni Storm was still a babyface, so. And we never saw the rematch, the other rematch between Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm for the championship because Jamie Hayter has been injured, out with a shoulder injury, and from what I understand, she won't be back anytime soon. As far as Thunder Rosa goes, just like many times, from what I understand, she's close to making a return, but again, you know, we don't know, you know, what's going to happen. You know, when Thunder Rosa got hurt and relinquished the championship, you know, I made my prediction that they were going to continue the program with Toni Storm and that Toni Storm would turn heel on Thunder Rosa. So now you're asking yourself, you know, what are they going to do with Thunder Rosa? What are they going to do with Jamie Hayter when she comes back? You know, what are they going to do with Toni Storm and the Outcasts, you know, moving forward? I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions. And I could basically spend hours in giving some possible theories. But now, I should mention, you know, Hikaru Shida. The fact that she's finally champion again, and honestly, she truly deserves it. Now, she's the second woman to win the AEW Women's World Championship twice. Of course, Toni Storm is the first woman to win the title twice. Now, Hikaru Shida did win it back in 2020, and of course, you know, as a result of the pandemic, you know, AEW Dynamite, you know, taking place in Jacksonville every week with, you know, with no fans in attendance, man, you know. I said to myself, one way or the other, they're going to have to give the title back to Hikaru Shida in order for her to have a great reign with fans in attendance. You know, the same thing I feel like for Drew McIntyre. Now, people might say I'm the biggest idiot in the world for saying this, but you know what? The same thing needs to go for Drew McIntyre. I think Drew McIntyre, one way or the other, deserves another world title run. Okay? Now, if you disagree with me, then fine. Okay? But, you know, for Hikaru Shida, You know, I'll never forget, you know, in closing and commentary, how she carried the women's division, you know, during the pandemic, you know. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the pandemic was, you know, a very unfortunate set of circumstances for everybody in the pro wrestling business, even for the fans. You know, AEW had to have been badly affected because, you know, AEW, after picking off a great 2019 and is poised for a potential successful 2020 and years moving forward, I mean, the pandemic really hit AEW hard. But AEW worked through it and and survived. So, Now, as far as Hikaru Shida goes, you know, I gotta imagine, I think several times they teased a heel turn for her, but it never happened. Like, that one moment when she teased the fact that she was gonna join the Outcasts, and then how she just pulled the swerve on the Outcasts and attacked them, and I said to everybody, we have seen this before. I mean, we saw Diamond Dallas Page this close, we thought he was gonna join the New World Order, and we saw what he did. The same thing with Sting. I mean, we'll never forget when the Dudley Boys, when we all thought that they had joined the Right to Censor, and then they pulled the Ultimate Switcheroo, and that was arguably the greatest 3D I ever seen. When the Dudley Boys tricked Right to Censor, Val Venus, in my honest opinion, took arguably the greatest 3D ever. And of course, we'll ever forget Jon Moxley. We all, when Tease joined the Inner Circle, he thought he did. Then all of a sudden, hey, I don't want to join the Inner Circle. So I'm glad they did this cool thing with Hikaru Shida. Now, so as far as Hikaru Shida goes, you know, honestly, the way the match was booked, how everything Hikaru Shida had to go through, all the obstacles she had to overcome, you know, repeated interference by Ruby Soho. You know, when Toni Storm, you know, used a spray can, you know, like that. So, everything like that, you know. This was the greatest way to get Hikaru Shida over. Now, Hikaru Shida, I'm sure, was still over with the fans because the fans love her tremendously. Hikaru Shida, honestly, is one of the most underrated female professional wrestlers ever. And she, her skills are just so brilliantly unique. I've said time and time again, these wrestlers from Japan, I mean, man, the way they're trained, their skills, their knowledge of the art of professional wrestling, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. You know, I always say Riho is one of the most incredible professional wrestlers I've ever seen. I mean, Riho, she's brilliant and unique in her own way. Hikaru Shida, she's brilliant and unique in her own way. I mean, I say that a lot for a lot of for athletes, whether it's American football players or for soccer players or basketball players. Everybody is unique, is brilliant and unique in his or her own way. And Hikaru Shida is just another brilliant example of that. I mean, she's incredible. Now, some people have told me they believe that she should have turned heel, but probably have nothing to do with the social outcasts. Or excuse me, the outcasts, I should say, not the social outcasts. But, you know, I'm getting that confused now. You know, kind of leaving a little bit of nostalgia, so... So now moving forward, now some people do believe that she should have joined the Outcast, but honestly, I honestly disagree with it. I think the Outcast having three individuals, Saraya, Toni Storm, and Ruby Soho, I think for now, for the time being, is good. So now we go moving forward. I mean, again, there's a lot of unanswered questions because again, the story between Toni Storm and Thunder Rosa was never finished properly because Thunder Rosa got hurt. And then this whole thing with Jamie Hayter and Toni Storm and the Outcasts and Britt Baker and everything. I mean, that, again, because, you know, when one bad thing happens, dominoes fall. So I'm sure Tony Khan is, you know, I'm sure working continuously and it's not stopping, you know, to figure out, you know, what they're going to do. And I'm sure when the time is right, we're going to find out. So moving forward, you know, again, Phil, from a special moments from AEW 200, you know, of course, you know, Rob Van Dam, you know, making an appearance to AEW. I mean, from what I understand, he signed a short-term deal, and next week he's actually going to be working a match with Jack Perry, formerly known as Jungle Boy. So that's pretty exciting. And of course, you know, the whole thing with Chris Jericho and the Jericho Appreciation Society. Excuse me. So again, you know, the fact that we really don't know what to expect in the future, I mean, that's what makes part of the excitement pretty good. But as far as the AEW Women's World Championship moving forward, I would imagine we're going to see a rematch between Hikaru Shida and Toni Storm. Now, as far as dissension going within the Outcasts, I don't think I see that yet. I still feel like it's a little bit too early to see some dissension going on with that stable, so... So again, now you're kind of wondering, you know, what are they going to do with Jamie Hayter when she comes back? And, you know, and with Jamie Hayter, you know, still being injured with that injured shoulder, I mean, that's why they had her drop the belt. So again, with all the unanswered questions, you know, because as far as Toni Storm and Jamie Hayter, I mean, you know, the series is tied at one. I mean, Jamie Hayter took the title from Toni Storm. Toni Storm then took the title away from her. So, again, I mean, I don't even know how they can possibly revive it at this point. But, I mean, I'm sure Tony Khan will figure it out. But as far as, you know, Hikaru Shida goes, you know, one of my friends is now predicting that for Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, to turn heel once again and maybe feud with Hikaru Shida. I mean, I don't know. I mean, clearly, I mean, the Outcasts are not going anywhere. So I'd imagine, I wouldn't be surprised if Hikaru Shida was put in a program to where she defends the title against Ruby Soho, and then defends the title against Saraya, then maybe at all at the next AEW pay-per-view, I believe, is All In. Or I mean, again, I'm getting these. I'm really getting all these AEW, you know, pay-per-views, you know, getting them confused. I mean, the upcoming one that's going to be in London, coming up. So now you think about it. I mean, again, you know, I don't know what's going to happen moving forward. So, yes, it's going to be AEW All In. So now, you know, kind of looking at it, I'm not sure exactly if they have the full wrestling card yet. I mean, aside from the fact that Adam Cole will be challenging Maxwell Jacob Friedman for the AEW World Championship. And Maxwell Jacob Friedman, I mean, lately with his promos and how excuse me, how things, you know, that program going on with Adam Cole, so I don't know, but honestly, right now, as far as the AEW Women's World Championship, so, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that could possibly happen out of it, but again, you know, because I could spend all this time, you know, giving theory after theory after theory, but we just have to wait and see how things go. I mean, the only position I find myself in is, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. So right now, honestly, again, congratulations to Hikaru Shida. Well-deserved. Best moment. You know, I just never would have expected them to have Toni Storm drop the belt, have her hold the title for only 66 days. So, never would have expected it. But, you know, in professional wrestling, the element of surprise is, you know, that right there is professional wrestling, especially with All Elite Wrestling. So we'll just have to wait and see how things go now. You know, honestly, obviously right now I'm really keen to see Thunder Rosa, you know, get clear to return to the ring. We'll see how things go moving forward. So, honestly, again, you know, don't know what to expect. So we'll just have to see how things go. But I'm sure hopefully, you know, things will start boosting things up, you know, with the AEW Women's Division. So now that Hikaru Shida is champion again, And the way she got over in the main event of AEW 200, and what hell of a match it was between Shida and Toni Storm. I mean, all I can say is they need to build on it. Let me say that again. They have to build on it, and let's hope that nothing bad happens, so no more dominoes fall. Therefore, no more plans will be scrapped moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into this edition of Ringside Chaos. Please do me a favor. Hit the subscribe button and please be sure to hit the notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you will not be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. One more thing. Please share this show out with any professional wrestling fans that you know are looking for a pro wrestling podcast. If you love professional wrestling, I guarantee to you, Ringside Chaos is the show for you. So please, share the show out, get your friends to subscribe. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is the show for all of you out there that truly love professional wrestling. Thank you very, very much once again, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.